In a black star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. Massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view. The continents show the speckled, electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun, and a massive word hovers front and center. Universal, a Comcast company.
A green light flares horizontally. As it centers, a cube-shaped prism forms. As it twirls closer, it sprays a fan of rainbow light. The rotating cube darkens, trailing streaks of light that form the letters STX Films. The beam of a spotlight cuts through a dark background. More beams appear as gold metallic letters arrange themselves into DMG Entertainment. Stylized letters appear under two red arches connected in the middle. Morgan Studios. Balls of bright light fly over fluffy white clouds, leaving a glittering trail behind them. Day turns to night and back again as they zoom toward the sun rising on the horizon. The balls form the letters On Animation Studios, an On Entertainment company. A girl stands in front of her bedroom mirror.
Once upon a time, there was an 18-year-old human... Well, come on, Marla, just be normal. Just be normal. There comes a time in every young person's life, not person, that sounds too formal, girl. No, not girl, woman. There comes a time in every young woman's life when she has to make a decision. Okay, look, mom and dad, obviously I want to go to college. Education is the most important thing in the world, but after 12 years of school, think about how valuable it will be for me to actually experience the world. As Amelia Earhart once said, adventure is worthwhile in itself. Which is why I got this.
She whips out a passport.
What's in your pocket?
What? Nothing.
If you don't tell me, I'll tell Mom you gave me ice cream for dinner.
Wow. Blackmail. Impressive.
But illegal? Not when you're six.
All right. You have to promise not to tell Mom and Dad until I've told them. Pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
She lifts the little boy onto her bed.
Do you know what this is?
A really small notebook?
It's a passport. It lets you go anywhere in the world. I saved up all my work money, and I'm gonna backpack everywhere. And then I'll go to college. It's just...
She rolls her eyes.
I don't know. Mom and Dad make everything so easy for us, you know? Sometimes you gotta test yourself.
But you take lots of tests.
No, not those kind of tests. Real life tests, where you go everywhere and do everything and see what you're really made of.
She leans out of her open window and stares at the city beyond her suburban neighborhood.
I get to be an explorer, and never before her, across her borders like Lewis or Clark.
Who?
I'll take any gamble. There's so much to sample, nothing I can't handle. Can't wait to embark. Life lesson number 321, Charlie. Nothing worse than a small, stationary life. Dullesville. One day I wanna say I tried it all, took every bite. I'll get my passport stamped on every page, what a sight. I wanna live where they speak solamente español. Meet all new people, eat street food, dance flamenco, bolero, and tango.
Wow.
There's so much world. So much world to share, and it's just outside these walls.
A poster reads, adventure.
I won't stop till I've seen what's beyond that horizon. There's so much world out there to see, and it's waiting for me. Oh, and we're gonna go on some big adventures together, Charlie.
Promise?
We don't need a posh life, a connect the dots life. I'll hop on the next flight into the unknown. We'll study history in the places history was made. Learn all about real knights and how the Romans stayed. I know you're dying to see the Colosseum.
I am.
And I want to go with you more than anyone. That's our arena. We'll pretend to fight for freedom. There's so much world. See it all.
through the house.
And it's waiting for me. It's waiting for you and me.
She tickles him on the living room carpet. Later.
Help! The Roman warriors and ogres have surrounded Charlie the Brave.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Who's that? Could it be Marla, the noble knight? Hey-ya! Stay away from my brother.
Is it time for the super
duo
slingshot?
Whoa! Yeah!
Ha! Catch me, Charlie, catch me! We saved the day.
Viking and knight.
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 Hey, Charlie, don't open the door.
Marla glances at the microwave clock that says 10:03.
All right, I'm coming.
She gets up from the kitchen counter and joins Charlie at the front door.
Marla Brennan?
Yes?
I'm sorry, but there's been an accident.
Red and blue lights shine over her pale face, and she clutches Charlie's hand.
Could we please come inside and speak with you?
Frowning, she nods at the officers and steps back from the door. They take off their hats as they enter. Fade to black. Now, dim light shines into the cluttered living room. Words appear, 4 years later.
Marla, you're not listening to me, Charlie.
I am listening to you, but the answer is still no.
So you're bailing on me again? Fine, then I'll just go with Danny.
To the city?
I don't think so.
You always do this.
Hey, I am trying to run a household here.
That doesn't mean we can't have any fun.
Yeah, well, sometimes there are more important things than fun.
He storms upstairs.
This sucks! Language! And don't you dare!
She closes her eyes.
Slam the door. Good! That went great.
Wearing a name tag on her shirt, Marla hauls bags of groceries into the house. Later, she carries a laundry basket to the dining table. Setting it down, she clears away scattered papers and places them in a drawer. Beside her night toy sits her passport. She takes it out and stares at it. She flips through the pages till she reaches her photograph. Later, she walks over to the bottom of the stairs and looks up.
Come on, bud, let's talk.
She enters his room. She stops and picks up a piece of paper off the floor. Lightning flashes over her face as she stares at curtains flapping at his open window.
Charlie!
She leaves behind the crumpled picture of their toy characters. Now, Charlie's Viking dangles from a keychain on his backpack.
Sorry.
Hey, Danny. I'm on the way now. Sorry.
Not too long.
Yeah. Can you hold on a minute?
He hangs up on Marla.
Danny? Yeah. Oh, my sister was totally cool with it. I'm close. I think, like, 10 minutes.
He stops and looks up. Lightning illuminates a large dinosaur statue, and his eyes widen as it moves.
Make that 20.
With a small grin, Charlie hurries up the street and peeks around the corner to where the truck drives the dinosaur exhibit to a loading dock.
Oh, come on, Charlie, pick up the phone!
She digs for her keys under a pile of mail and looks at Charlie's location on her phone.
Midtown? Oh, are you kidding me?
She rushes out. Meanwhile, Charlie walks through a large, dimly lit hall with figurines and toys on display shelves. He stares at a set of steps leading to a curtained opening. The red cloth flutters and he frowns. A taxi pulls to a stop outside a building. A banner out front says 22nd Annual New York Toy Con. Marla runs inside.
Hey, whoa, lady, you can't go in there.
Trust me, mister, I am not here for the gateway to fun. My little brother is in there and I have to find him so I can tell him that he's grounded till he's 18.
Okay, okay, let's go.
Thank you.
You know, I said let's go, you know, together. She's gonna make me run.
The plump security guard chases after her.
Whoa.
As she steps past the red curtain, Marla looks up from her phone tracker and gapes at a sprawling, lit-up miniature city at night. A lighthouse stands on a raised platform in the middle. She walks past a toy jungle with dinosaurs, toward a table with the Roman Colosseum. Her dark ponytail whips around as she looks over the maze of miniature worlds.
This is so awesome!
Charlie examines a Viking display.
Charlie?
Charlie! Marla!
What were you thinking?
Did you find me?
You scared me half to death.
I'm sorry, but you won't believe this. You have to check this out.
Charlie, we're leaving.
No, wait. Marla, it's all lined up exactly like we had it. There's the Colosseum and all the knights, remember? What are the chances?
Look, any minute now, a rent-a-cop is gonna come through that curtain and arrest us for trespassing.
Come on, look around. It's like we're meant to be here.
Meant to be here? That's ridiculous.
What is wrong with you?
Excuse me?
You used to talk about adventures and seeing the world. Nothing's worse than a small, stationary life.
But I grew up, Charlie, and I learned the hard way that life is not an adventure. It's full of disappointments, and it's not the way you want it to be.
That's just how you made it, because you don't do anything, and you won't let me do anything. It's like ever since Mom and Dad died.
Don't, Charlie.
She looks away.
You died. Now we're just pretending to be a family.
He turns his back to her, and she swallows.
Well then, I guess you're just stuck with dead old me. Come on, let's go.
She holds out his backpack, and he looks from his keychain to the display.
No! Wait! There's even a spot here for my Viking!
No, there's not, Charlie! This is not for us! This is a toy! It's a stupid toy, and none of this means anything!
She tosses the toy onto the display, and the room goes dark. Toy firelight shines on the display as Charlie's Viking stands by itself.
I feel something bad's happening.
More lights turn on going up the mountain.
Or something good.
The lighthouse at the top turns on. Its light pulses, then bright beams shine over the miniature cities. Trees and figurines fly into the air.
Magic! Marla, look!
Charlie smiles as he watches.
No, no.
Wind ruffles their hair. A large pirate ship lifts off and flies into the air.
Charlie!
Marla grabs her brother as the beams move toward them.
Oh.
The Viking figure gently rises.
No, Charlie, don't!
As Charlie grabs the toy, Marla lunges for him, and they disappear. Cut to black. In a toy world, two small figures fly out of the lighthouse and fall down the mountain. A toy version of Marla skids to a stop face first in a field. Without arm or knee joints, she struggles to stand, getting on all fours and trying to roll herself upright. She straightens, dirt smudging her toy face. She watches her claw toy hand spin. She grabs it with her other hand.
Whoa. Charlie?
What the?
I'm coming, hang on! Whoa! Okay, Marla. Left. Right. Left. Whoa! Charlie?
She stares at a bearded Viking.
Whoa. Easy, tough guy. Just looking for my brother.
That tickles. Stop. Marla, it's me. You look weird. Where are we? What's going on?
Charlie?
Yeah, Marla?
You're not you.
I know. I feel different.
Yeah. You look
different.
You have a beard.
I do.
And tattoos.
Tattoos? Cool.
What's happening?
The lighthouse, the Vikings, all of it. It's real. We're actually here.
The lighthouse? The lighthouse?
The lighthouse! That's it!
We came through the lighthouse to get here,
Marla?
So that must be the way back.
Of course.
Marla? That's how these magic things work, isn't it?
Marla?
Now, how do we get up there?
What the?
A line of Viking ships sail up to a misty beach. Red-bearded warriors with horned helmets jump out and raise axes. Brown-bearded Vikings on horses gather on a grassy slope.
Whoa, that's
terrifying!
Awesome!
A warrior from each side blows a horn. Charlie run as catapults fire. An explosion sends them flying in different directions.
Charlie?
Marla ducks and crawls away as the two Viking armies fight around her.
Excuse me! Are you guys the good guys? Never mind, I'll just follow you.
What's going on?
She picks up a ball and chain weapon.
Don't worry, Charlie! I'm coming!
She knocks herself out.
Whoops! Sorry! I didn't mean to!
Sorry, sir!
Whoops! My bad! Excuse me!
I'm not scared of you! Change my mind!
Charlie easily knocks away the warriors, charging at him as the Sea Vikings cheer.
Mommy!
Yeah. I've got my super strength!
A Sea Viking with a crown approaches the crowd of his men.
Let me try this!
Who's he?
Whoa! This is amazing! Up he goes!
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
I saw this on wrestling! Yeah.
Woo! Amazing!
I'll take that!
Charlie sends a hammer spinning high in the air. It crashes into the catapults of the Land Vikings, knocking them over.
Retreat, lads! Retreat!
The Land Vikings run back up a grassy hill.
You!
Me?
What be thy name, warrior?
Charlie?
The Viking leader frowns.
I thought your voice would be a little deeper.
Well, no matter. Charles the Destroyer, tonight we feast in your honor!
Really? A feast? For me? That's so cool!
Shiver me timbers! You be seeing what I seeing? He's no man! He's a beast!
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Somebody get the IT guys. Son?
Ahoy, Emperor!
What's taking you idiot pirates so long? I could have captured an entire Viking horde myself and been home for dessert by now!
I think we found just what you'd be looking for.
I'm not paying you to think!
I'm paying you to bring me back the strongest, fiercest, nastiest
Viking warrior you can find!
And make it quick! Okay, you cretins?
What be a cretin? Ah, you bilge rat, of course you wouldn't know. It's bread you put in salad.
Quiet, all of you! It be decided then. We found our treasure, and it be that impressive Viking.
The pirates peer out of a dense forest. Marla shakes her head and picks up her fallen passport.
Huh?
She tucks it into her pocket and walks over to the crowd of Vikings stretching to sea over them.
Hello? Excuse me, coming through. Sir, man who is clearly ignoring me.
We've won! The battle is ours!
Charlie! Charlie! Oh, thank goodness.
Yes.
There you are.
Sweet, I go by Charles now. I think it goes better with the tattoos and this giant axe. Don't you?
Where did you get that?
Who be this? Your squire?
Excuse me?
Is it friend or foe?
We're just gonna go.
No way!
Whoa!
Silly wench.
What?
Please, go and fetch our hero a flagon of mead.
Are you kidding?
And make haste.
I'm his sister.
Not now.
And it's late.
Stop it,
so if
Mama.
You woolly mammoths would put him down, that'd be great. Thanks. He actually has school tomorrow, and he should have been in bed like 2 hours ago.
Not a chance.
He's with us. He has proven himself of value, and thus he stays. We celebrate. Gentlemen, show him how we do.
Or we raise our cards. To our heroes' minds. To our heroes' minds. It's Charles the Destroyer we honor tonight. We'll all be dead.
We'll all be dead.
By tomorrow more.
By tomorrow more.
It's all for one and one for all brothers in arms.
Brothers in arms. Brothers in arms. We are brothers in arms.
Marla stares.
Come on, Marla. This is real. And everyone thinks I'm great. This is rad.
It's mad.
Well, I'm loving it. I'm gonna stay.
Charlie, seriously. Please, look around. We gotta get back home. We gotta go now.
No!
He pulls away.
If you can't see this is fun, then I don't know what you become.
Gonna take my place.
Gonna take his place.
Brother in arms.
Brother in arms.
I'm Charles the Destroyer. Enemies be warned.
Enemies be warned.
Let the feast begin.
Let the feast begin.
Got an appetite.
Got an appetite.
I bet this working party looks gonna go all night.
Charlie uses his super strength to pull lines of catapults.
It's Charles the Destroyer for the victory!
Lying on his side, he tosses a chest of gold coins onto a ship.
It's all for one and one for all brothers in arms. Brothers in arms! Brothers in arms!
And I'm staying right here!
He steps on a catapult and is shot into the air.
I'm flying! This is awesome!
Charlie!
Marla flings herself onto a horse and hangs on its side.
Avast! Lady Fortune has sent him right to us!
Charlie splashes down into a river.
Whoa! Whoa! When I dream of riding a horse one day, this is not what I had in mind!
Oh!
The pirates load unconscious Charlie into a wagon.
Hey!
Come on, hurry!
Marla races through the forest after the caged wagon, leaves smacking her in the face as she bounces on the horse's back. They burst through the trees and rear to a stop beside a busy freeway.
Charlie! Yeah!
Marla kicks her horse, who hurries forward. Meanwhile, a pink food truck veers through traffic.
It's easy. My good man, it is Del, your buddy, calling with the truck. We've met many times. Yes, I got a beard, yeah. Anyway, listen, what if I told you I had an incredible opportunity on some rare enchanted hay?
I'm coming for you, Charlie! Yeah, get me up!
So how much can I put you down for? Let's crunch some numbers.
Hey, watch it!
The horse throws her off and onto a dog sled.
I don't want no trouble.
No!
At that price, I'm practically paying you. Well, hold on. I'm getting another call. Someone probably wanting hay. Del's enchanted hay. This is Del.
Del!
What a surprise.
We need to talk now.
You sound angry, Glenora. What a coincidence. I just happened to be on my way to pick up your money right now. That's great.
The dogs are going crazy. Get out!
I need to borrow this.
She grabs the Eskimo's fishing rod.
Come on, I'll stick. I gotta feed my kids with it. Come on.
Ouch.
It hooks the hay on top of the food truck and pulls her off the sled, sending her bouncing on the road.
But this truck is all I have. You can't just send someone to take my...
Out of the way. I'm taking the truck.
What?
Give me that.
Hey. Tell Glenora I need more time, please. Why are you doing this to me?
You're going to make us crash.
Lady. What are you doing?
Go fast. Faster, go. Come on.
The wagon disappears.
What? No! Where did they go? Where did they... Charlie!
The truck skids to a stop across the road, and Marla jumps out.
Charlie!
She stares at the different levels of winding freeway exits.
I've lost him.
Joyride's over! You clearly don't work for Glenora, and this is my truck, lady! Have a nice life! I'm saying that sarcastically!
He spins the food truck around, sending a cloud of dust over Marla.
What the heck? What is going on in this crazy place?
She looks at the desert plain on the side of the road and spots her horse.
Oh, thank goodness you're back.
She climbs over the railing.
Look, I realize we got off to a bad start, and that I need you more than you need me.
She jumps into the saddle. The horse kicks and flings her off, along with a small bag of gold coins, and runs away.
All right. Okay. I just need to find some help.
She peers at a sign that says Sheriff's Station, 12 miles by car and 5 by horse.
Perfect.
She rolls her eyes and sets off on the horse trail leading into the desert, past another sign that says Rattler's Gulch. Later, she stumbles past rock formations and cacti. In an old western town, Marla gapes as she walks down the main street. A tumbleweed rolls past, and a banjo player sitting on a porch stops and stares at her.
Hello?
Men in leather coats and boots watch her from under their hats. A watching woman shuts her window.
Guess not.
No, not a darn teen nugget of gold today. Well, yeah, I agree.
Sir, excuse me?
Can I help you with something, little lady?
Yeah. Any idea where I can find the... Sheriff?
Yeah. I'll get you, boys!
Sheriff! Sheriff! Wait, Sheriff, wait! Sheriff! Sheriff! Sheriff!
Del flies out of a barn.
Him again?
Ow, that hurts.
His pink hay knocks him back.
Come on! We had a deal.
Deal's off. Your hay done changed my steeds. Take a good look.
What are you talking about? I don't see any.
A horse sprouts purple and pink wings and flies to the top of the barn.
That's not good.
All they want to do is frolic and dance around, and there's glitter everywhere.
The wizard who sold me the hay didn't say anything about sprouting wings.
Well, he should have, lying wizard, and I'm not paying you a
penny. No, please. I was counting on that money. I need to pay Glenara back. Ah, come on.
Look who it is. You make friends everywhere you go, don't you?
You're the maniac who carjacked me and lost all my hay. Why are you following me?
Me? Following you? I don't think so.
Because I already have enough problems.
I'm just here to get a posse together.
He quirks an eyebrow.
You? Gather a posse? Okay. A posse. I gotta see this. Okay, go ahead.
Del settles onto his haystack as she marches over to a cart in the middle of town and climbs on. She looks around at the small number of people going about their day.
Okay. Yeah! Giddy up, little partners. I'm leading a posse to find my rootinous, tootinous brother. Don't it sound like a hoot and a holler?
Marla looks around again.
I'll pay a fair wage.
She holds up 2 gold coins.
Gold.
The townspeople, including a baby, its mother, and the chickens, narrow their eyes. As the people approach Marla, Del hurries over.
Oh, great. You're all coming forward. This is excellent. Do any of you have resumes?
Why didn't you tell me you had Viking gold? Are you out of your mind? Put those away! Half this town will kill you for them. The other half doesn't need a reason.
How's about you hand over that gold? Nice and slow-like.
Come on.
Hi.
Guys, work something out.
She kicks one of the men between the legs and knocks down 3 others with her bag. Marla and Del split up, and she runs into an alley. As men on horses chase her, she enters another alley and tumbles into hanging laundry.
me?
Now wearing leather chaps and holsters, she runs through a large hen house. She races along a railroad track as the horsemen gain on her. Del's food truck crashes over the tracks in front of them.
Quick, throw me the gold! Throw me the gold! Hurry!
What? No!
Okay, get in! Get in! Come on! Come on!
Did you go?
The truck smashes through a fence and drives off into the sunset. Above the cowboys, three winged horses fly away together. As the sky darkens to dusk, Del's truck speeds over an empty highway.
Hey, the saddlebag move you did, nicely done. I was gonna do it.
Yeah.
I was, like, about to do it, and then I saw you do it, and I was like, well, I'm not gonna do it now. But you know what? No hard feelings.
Yeah, I could tell. Especially when you were hiding behind me like a scared little poodle.
That's...
So, about the gold?
Seriously? You know, you can just drop me off at the next exit. I'm cool.
You want to get off at Jurassic Jungle? Okay.
She stares out the window at three active volcanoes.
You know, on second thought, why don't we just keep driving? I'm Marla, by the way.
Hi, Marla. I'm Del. And this is, Del's Bell, my truck. I don't let a lot of people in here, and I'm letting you in because I like you, and not just because you're rich or that you have a bag of coins. That has nothing to do with it.
Is this a food truck?
Used to be. Yeah, a couple guys in Summer Funland traded it to me for a pirate's cannon a few years ago. Now she's my mobile office, my apartment on wheels. I sleep here. I live here. Anyway, we have had some fun. Me and Del's Belle, all the stories she could tell
and
you.
And I'd love to hear them. But I need to focus on finding my little brother right now.
Okay. What does he look like?
Well, actually, he's about this tall. Tattoos, beard, carries around this giant axe.
How old is he?
He's 10.
Well, lucky for you, you ended up with me. With my connections, I could find your brother no problemo. But the truth is, my back's against the wall here, all right? All I want to do is help. That's all I want to do. But you know what? I'm going to have to be compensated for my time.
He eyes her bag of gold, and she pulls it into her lap.
How many gold coins did you say were in the bag?
40, maybe 50. And they're all yours if... you can help me find Charlie.
You got yourself a deal.
Deal.
Yeah, me and Del's Bell are on the case. Ain't nothing gonna stop us.
He turns sharply to avoid a herd of Triceratops, and the truck flies off a cliff. The airbags deploy as they fall down a forest slope. A squirrel gets stuck to the windshield.
Hold on, I'm gonna try to bring her in for a landing.
They zoom off another cliff and land on a snowy mountainside.
Woo! Lean into it!
The truck spins and disappears over a ledge. Now, wagons appear in flashes of light on the sloped roads of the walled Roman city. Charlie blinks awake in a marble room.
We be rich, lads! Tonight we feast!
The first round of turkey on me.
What? I can't believe what I'm seeing. Me old crew collecting a booty for me booty.
You think you can just snatch me away from my Amazonian sisters in the middle of the night? Unleash me now and see how you fare.
Pipe down, Amazonian. You're hurting my ears.
Quiet, Sarconian scum. Or I'll rip your three tongues out with my bare hands.
Yeah, I'll cook free. I'll cook free now.
All hail His Royal Highness, Emperor Maximus.
Servants carry a bed with a red-haired emperor.
Well, well, look what we have here. I really was on the nice list this year.
Yes, strong. You have the braids of a much stronger woman.
This is a beard!
And what do we have here?
Your worst nightmare.
You're not a pinata full of bees.
Hey, sir! Let me go! My new Viking friends are coming for me. I'm sure of it. And when they free me, we're all gonna make you pay!
Oh, good luck to them finding you. Good luck to anyone finding you here.
This entire city is on a remote island. It's surrounded by jagged rocks and an impenetrable wall. Guarded day and night. No one's coming for you, kid. Trust me.
Balderdash! Release me now! And I may just let you live, vile knave!
You kiss your mother with that mouth? Goodbye!
I'll catch you!
Are you ready to have some fun?
He claps his hands, and a pair of soldiers pull back curtains leading to a large curved balcony.
You're probably wondering what you're doing here. I bet you're dying to know.
Oops, bad choice of words.
Who's the stylish lad with the fresh toga gear? Let me explain before the show. Eyes on me! I am ruler of these masses! Like my daddy and my daddy's daddy before that. Daddy. Protection from trespassers.
That's you, big guy.
Invented a game. It keeps them tame. And that's how I stay on top. I give the people what they want. And what they want's a little shocking. The bigger the beast, the messier the feast. But much to their delight, I give the people what they want. And what they want's a fight.
Excuse me, anyone know what's going on?
He really likes to hear himself sing.
Yeah, but he has talent.
Voice of an angel, but the heart of a devil!
You see, the way the screaming hordes demand it, this spectacle says, I've got your back. I'm the savior! I lied and said I caught you all red-handed, doing something very bad. I that sheltered them from evil. Like my daddy and my daddy's daddy, they think I'm the best. Nothing here is even illegal. They're entertained, no one complains, and they keep me in Saint Laurent. I give the people what they want, and what they want is to feel safe here. I keep my crown, I make daddy proud, as long as I provide. I give the people what they want, and they, what are you? To die! Bye-bye!
He pulls a marble bust, and the captives drop through the bottom of their cages.
Thanks for the jacket, though.
No problem. Can't have you turn into a popsicle out here now, can we?
So, do you know where we are?
Better if we don't say. Place is hush-hush, no hable on the down low. Get it?
You are so odd. Just tell me this. How are we going to get back to finding Charlie?
I told you, I have contacts everywhere. One of them happens to be the world's greatest secret agent.
Nice hat.
His name is Rex Dasher.
And you're sure he'll help us?
I let him crash in Del's Bell once when everyone wanted him dead. So he owes me. Big time.
Okay, let's find this Rex Dancer.
Dasher. And you don't find him, he finds you.
Huh?
Rex is brilliant, suave, fun at parties, fosters abandoned dogs, a master of disguise. Oh, and did I mention roguishly handsome?
Surprise, Rex Dasher.
Rex Dasher!
At your service.
Ha ha, I love that trick! Never gets old. Word of advice, in this town, nothing is what it seems.
Wait,
hush! My enemies have eyes and ears everywhere. This way.
Wearing a tux, Rex leads them into a tunnel.
After me!
He jumps into a dumpster.
This was just garbage.
Del jumps from the wrong dumpster and follows Rex and Marla.
With the plan incognito, he could outsting a mosquito. Rex Dasher, so dreamy.
So, your brother's missing. Truth is, he's not the first. Over the last several months, a number of citizens from different lands have vanished into thin air.
Wait, do you think it's the same people who took my brother?
I'm 100% almost sure.
The sleep car speeds over the streets.
We're heading into dangerous territory, both with the villains and your feelings for me. Don't deny it. I'm a human lie detector.
Ugh.
They pull up to a snow-covered curb.
A flower shop. Really?
Once you look past the Rose's incarnations, you'll find the headquarters for a top secret organization known as Skull. The Secret Killers Union of Lethal Lemurs. The name kind of falls apart at the end, but they liked the sound of Skull and hoped people wouldn't wonder what it stands for. We get to the top floor. We access their satellite surveillance system. From there, we'll check yesterday's feed and get a visual on where that wagon took your brother.
Like it. Good plan. And it sounds easy. Right, Rex? I mean, there's no chance of death or anything, right?
Well, aside from the multiple levels of security, unique daily access codes, and a laser retina scan, it should be quite fun.
Oh, great. When do we start?
We already have.
He taps his display.
Dr. Greta Grimm. Tenacious. Brilliant. Icy with only one weakness. Spicy breakfast burritos. She and only she has full access and can move freely throughout the facility.
The flower shop assistant pulls a lever and a holographic door opens.
Upon entrance into the secret corridor, she is escorted by her two most trusted lieutenants. Then she is given the access code to the computer mainframe. Remember, the key to impersonating Dr. Grimm is her confidence. She is unwavering.
Dr. Grimm, wait!
She turns and raises an eyebrow.
We need your expert advice.
Not now. Very busy with the, secret doomsday robot submarine thingy.
Oh, no need. The secret doomsday robot submarine thingy has already launched.
Wait, really?
Indeed. Now we need your expertise with freeze ray laser cannon.
The scientist opens the door to a freeze ray room.
Try adding more ice?
The men stare at her.
Oh! Yes,
good show, my dear.
That was close. Okay, Del, how are those burritos coming?
People, you can't rush. Delicious.
Del, listen to me. Dr. Grimm must eat a burrito, otherwise Marla's cover will be completely blown.
I see her. She's in my sight. Oh, I hope your intel's right about her loving these things, Rex.
My intel's always right. Now, lay out the free samples and dose them with the sleep serum I gave you.
I'm on it. It's sleepy time for Dr. Grimm.
He struggles with the bottle.
I can't open it.
Dr. Grimm strides toward the truck as Del tugs at the stopper with his teeth.
Open! Open! Open!
The liquid splashes on his face and he falls.
Ooh, spicy burritos. For free?
Delicious.
Okay, Rex, I'm at the retina scanner. Tell me that firewall is down or there's no way I'm getting in.
Just a moment.
In a maintenance tunnel, Rex takes a running leap into a giant fan that blows him upward. He presses his watch, and the fan stops, and he dives between the blades.
Please, hurry!
In a server room...
Scott! There is an emergency at level one! Report there immediately!
Oh, I'm just...
I'll take that. Don't hurry back.
Marla stares into a retina scanner. Rex, holding a cutter, stares at a bunch of cables. Meanwhile, the scanner flashes red and the guards move toward Marla.
Retinal scan offline.
The scanner turns green and the doors open.
Walk me through this, Rex.
First, log in with the access codes from the lieutenant. Then we'll get you to that satellite footage.
In a control room, Marla sits at a console and enters the password. In the flower shop, Dr. Grimm strides up to the counter. She glares at the assistant, who pulls the lever.
Okay. Got it.
At her console, Marla copies one of the files.
Come on.
Dr. Grimm, more ice!
Almost there, come on. Faster. Da, one moment.
Imposter.
I'm not the imposter. She is.
A guard stares from one glaring woman to the other.
Ridiculous.
She does not have...
mustache.
You shouldn't have broken in here. now we're going to have to torture you, Susari. Take her to the dentist chair.
What? No! Wait, please! One of the guards attacks the others. Rex?
Rex Dasher!
It's okay to be excited to see me. You're only human.
There they are!
Head for the hallway! The lighting in here really brings out my eyes.
They veer into an open room.
I can take 7 or 8. Any chance you can take the rest?
I have a feeling we'll be giving them the cold shoulder. The guards pry open the door and rush in. They stop and gape at the freeze ray. A beam hits them, turning them into ice.
Well played.
They use the machine to fire through a window, forming an ice slide to the street below.
Shots away!
That was terrifying, but also kind of exhilarating. Wait, Del, what happened?
10 of them attacked me, poured the serum down my throat, and they ate all the breeders because they were good, obviously. And then, wait, did we get the footage?
Unfortunately, no. Don't fret, Marla. Perhaps being a secret agent is just not your forte.
Yeah, totally. Except... She holds up a thumb drive. In this town, nothing is what it seems. Rex attaches it to his watch. Yes!
Guys, we got company!
Helicopters fly overhead.
Hold on!
Their spotlights follow the truck as motorcycles and vans chase it into a tunnel.
Leave it to me! Here, take this. Best of luck finding your brother.
As they drive onto a bridge, Rex kicks open the back door and smirks.
Wait! Rex!
I know! You love me! You don't need to say it with words. You're already saying it with your eyes.
He presses his cufflink. I was just gonna say you forgot your sunglasses. Rex's car swings away from the curb and knocks the pursuing motorcycle off the road.
Yeah!
In slow motion, Rex leaps through the open driver's side door. The car emits an electrical pulse.
Step on it, Dad!
I love that trick!
The power goes out on all vehicles around the bridge, sending the helicopters crashing down. Del speeds away. Two women approach Rex.
Bravo, Mr. Dash.
Well, hello, ladies. I didn't realize I had an audience.
One of them hands him a drink.
Perfect. Shaken, not
His eyes roll back and he falls.
Emperor Maximus, we have captured Dasher and are returning to the palace.
Nicely done.
Now dressed in pirate hats, the women drag Rex into a cage wagon and throw him in. Later, a spaceship flies over a desert highway. A man in a spacesuit rolls over a race car as he hurries into a rest stop bathroom. Del leans against his truck.
No, no, no! There has to be a mistake. One more time. So here's the wagon, and here's us. And then, poof, the wagon's just gone? How can that be? I've watched it 1,000 times.
Del eats meatballs.
How can you be eating at a time like this?
Whipping up those spicy burritos must have stirred something in me.
Oh, I don't get it. The wagon can't just vanish into thin air.
Come on. You're no use to your baby bro if you die of starvation.
He must have gone somewhere, but where? Look, sorry if I seem on edge. It's just... Charlie's out there. Somewhere, all alone. I'm supposed to be there for him, and... I haven't been.
As her shoulders slump, Del holds out a meatball.
Hello. What's that, Mr. Meatball? I want to meet Marla. Oh, the meatball wants to meet Marla. Come on, come on.
She takes a bite and her eyes widen.
Whoa. These are really good.
Yeah, I made them from scratch.
Mmm. You're really talented, Del. You ever think about cooking for a living?
I'm not that good. I mean, I'm good. I've been told I can model, too. But, you know, I just cook what tastes great to me, which is pretty much everything, which probably interfered with my modeling.
Oh, all right, here we are. We're refueled, I'm refueled. We should go.
But we don't know where to go. There's gotta be something in this footage.
Wait, stop.
Huh?
Let me see that.
What is it?
Hold on, back.
zoom in.
He points to a symbol on the wagon.
There!
Is that what made them disappear?
I don't know, but I sure recognize this!
What is that?
Not a what, it's a who. And I know exactly where we need to go now. Come on, let's motivate!
Wait, Del?
What?
Just thanks for everything so far.
Hey, I should be thanking you. After all, your bag of Viking coins is really gonna save my bacon. Big time! Woo! We're coming for you, little bro!
In a dungeon.
I hope you're doing better than I am, Marla.
Charlie huddles back against a wall. Beside him, the caveman chews on a bone, then offers it to Charlie.
Repulsive. I will not spend another nanosecond with this lower life form.
Arrogant talk coming from a gutless bounty hunter.
The prisoners look up as dust falls from the ceiling.
Stow ye timbers.
The pirate gets off a bunk.
There be a common enemy facing all of us. That horrible beastie. Look around, will ya? There's a reason we were all captured. We're the toughest of the tough. The baddest of the lot. Aye. And there be strength in numbers.
Oh, I hate to say it, but the pirate's right. We can survive together. After all, who among us hasn't spit in death's face 100 times in just the last month and lived to tell about it?
Charlie jumps as the room shakes.
Aye, no time to waste. There be some escaping to do.
In a futuristic city.
Yes, city of the future. Take it all in, Marla.
This is amazing.
Pretty wonderful, right? Am I right? I'm right. All right, let's do this.
Whoa.
Hey, good to see you. Wow, your head looks thinner. Hey, keep it close. This shouldn't take long.
Whoa, this is so cool.
Marla, hey, they don't like that. Let's go.
It's like one of those stress balls. Someone gave me one once. It didn't help.
They step onto a platform that shoots up a purple tube.
A club?
Hey, careful, you might be having a good time. Hey, hi. What's going on?
I'm not really in the mood to dance right now.
We're here to see Glenara.
What? Glenara?
This is her club, but it's all a front. She's got her hands in everything illegal, including black market tech. Come on.
Okay, I just didn't realize we were seeing her so soon.
Relax, Marla. What's up? Tell the boss Del's here to see her. I have her money.
Marla clutches her bag.
I got Adele down here asking to see Miss G.
No, not Adele. That would be awesome.
But
no,
what
just
if...
Del.
Yeah. What if we don't have enough?
What are you talking about? Trust me, you have enough gold in that bag to pay off my debt and buy the info we need about Charlie. Because if you didn't, we wouldn't get out of here alive.
Del, she's ready. Let's go.
You see?
Del, I really think we should talk about this first.
Will you stop worrying? We're perfectly safe. Deep down, Glenara is a completely delightful... Whoa!
I want umbrellas in my drink!
Hey, are you all right? Here, let me help you up. Poor little robot.
Hey, it's okay. We're not gonna hurt you. We're not scary, I promise.
Dude, you took quite a spell. You okay?
Get up here already!
Delightful, huh?
There she is, my Glenara! Look at you! Give me a couple coins, I'm gonna need them.
Here.
You look amazing. I mean, just as radiant as ever.
Can the sweet talk, Del. You know I always glow during molting season. Who are you?
A little tight. I'm Marla.
Oh, you thought I cared. You're hilarious. Ow! Now where's my money, Del? Please don't make me do something I don't want to do.
Relax. You're gonna get back
double what I owe you.
So shiny.
Oh, my little Viking gold. Who loves you more
double?
Than
double?
Nobody.
Okay. Dal?
Glennie, I just need some help.
I saw your logo on some high-tech disappearing gizmo thing.
A disappearing... Why would I tell you about illegal cloaking devices if I knew? Which, of course, I don't.
Oh, what's that behind your ear?
She rubs the coins against her large cheeks.
Oh, you rascal! Robotatron, get over here! Show me the black market files!
She scrolls through a floating tablet.
Oh, yes. Looks like I did sell cloaking devices. Who knew? Oh, Maximus.
Oh, you mean Emperor Maximus?
Who's that? Oh, Emperor Maximus is the supreme ruler of Constantinopolis and my number one client.
Well, your client has my brother, and we're going to get him back.
Oh, Cupcake. If Maximus has your brother, that means he's fighting in the Colosseum tomorrow night.
Fighting? Tomorrow? Del, we need to go now.
Forget something? The rest of my money?
Okay, easy, easy. I'm a man of my word. Marla, the rest of the gold coins, if you will.
Yeah. About that, we should have really discussed this.
Marla, stop messing around. Let go.
You let go.
Would you?
You don't want to
oh,
do
yes,
this.
Oh, yes, I do. I
no,
really do.
You don't.
They fall, and spoons spill out of the bag.
What the heck is this? Is this a spoon? Where's the money?
Del, I'm so sorry, but I never had the money.
Marla, you lied to me?
I had to do everything I could to save my brother. Even lie, I was gonna tell you I'm sorry.
Wah, wah, wah.
Guess you gotta take it for a ride, Del, And since you don't have my money, it looks like this is your last stop.
Glenora, please. Hey, come on. We can work something out.
He has nothing to do with this. He was just helping me. Please.
If I were you, and I'm glad I'm not, I'd worry less about your brother and more about what I'm gonna do to the two of you.
In the dungeon, two green tentacles snake out past the bottom bars. They electrify the Roman guards on duty.
Toss me the janglers!
Charlie and the others stare.
The keys! Toss me the keys!
The alien bounty hunter grabs the keys with her tentacle and tosses them to the pirate, who frees them.
Are they gonna be okay?
Don't worry. They'll wake up in 12 to 48 hours.
Come on, hurry now!
Shh, keep it down!
Outside, a guard passes a cage door. The pirate opens it and peers around the dark streets.
Now's our chance.
Ook, Ook, you're up. Ook, show us where the fishies swim. Well, now that's cute, but no, not how do fishies swim, where do fishies swim?
Ook, Ook.
On with you now.
Fishies, we want fishies.
Let him go!
Follow that hairy beast!
They follow Ugu over rooftops. He leads them to a harbor.
Fishies!
Oh, good job, Ugu!
We want fishies!
Okay! Whoa. Which boat do we take?
Ha! Nah, we be escaping in style.
Wow, a real-life pirate ship!
Not just any pirate ship, me own girl, the Thunderous Eel! No, I'm not the scoundrel I appear to be. I'm just a sailor, an occasional thief. I'm the finest of captains that ever be. The open sea, she's calling me.
Ooh, cool. Bad, Ooh, cool.
Blood bones.
More like crushed bones.
Oh no!
Wake up!
We
need to set sail! Now!
Come on, Captain!
Come on! Wake up!
Oh, it's no use. He's out cold.
Oh, no. What do we do? Who's gonna sail the ship?
You!
Me?
Vikings are the most steadfast sailors in all the land!
You can sail us out of here, Viking!
Woo-hoo! Oh, right.
Get them!
On the ship.
We stand ready for your order, Captain Charles!
Hurry, Viking!
can do this, Charlie. Just think it through.
Ooh. It's now or never, Captain!
Okay. Let's pull on that rope, that one, and that one.
The Amazonian swings from the ship's rigging.
Aye, aye, Captain!
She pulls a rope and a sail opens.
Ha-ha! Let's cut and run!
Ook, ook!
Ook, ook fights through a rope and a sail with a skull design unfurls.
Yes! We're moving!
Yeah!
Ooh, ooh.
Yes! It worked!
They're catching away! Doctor! Halt! Stop!
Could only see me now.
A rope tied at the dock pulls the ship back. Charlie and his friends fall in front of the Romans in a heap.
Oh, that almost worked. Almost.
The soldiers hold out tasers.
What'd I miss?
At a warehouse.
Del, I know what I did was wrong. How many times can I say I'm sorry? But we need to work together if we're gonna get out of this.
Someone talking to me? I don't know, because I've blocked out all liars and traitors, so I can't hear anything from people that are jerks.
Pipe down, you two!
Now, where is the top destination for double-crossers this season?
Nora!
Scorching desert of Pharaoh, dude!
Oh, you are gonna burn!
Come on!
Not there, not there!
Or maybe the unforgiving frigid terrain of Yeti Tundra!
Come on!
Better yet, the volcanoes of Pompeii Plaza!
If you have even one decent bone in your body, you can't do this.
I don't have any bones in my body, thank you very much.
No, please,
Lenora!
Bye-bye!
The electric rope holding them above the transporter lava pit disappears, and they fall. Robot hands hold their ankles.
You saved us, little guy. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Robotatron! How dare you!
Robotatron tilts forward.
Now, hurry up! Get him!
Come on, let's go, boys!
Changing channel. Charge back! Oh, flowers! Go back to the flowers! We're gonna die!
Robotatron tumbles into the transporter after them, just before it shuts down. They fall into a forest of flowers. They roll out of the way as Robotatron crashes down on its head.
Oh, yes! Yes! We made it!
We're alive!
We're alive! Oh, and now we know where Charlie is. We still have a full day to get to him. We can do this! Is that a fairy tale castle?
Yes! If we can find help at the castle, then we can find...
I'm sorry. I keep hearing we. There is no we! Not anymore, Marla. This little adventure of ours is over. You lied to me.
Del, come on. Would you have helped me for no money?
Would I have helped you? How dare you? Probably not. I probably wouldn't have helped you. But that's not the point.
They set the robot upright.
That is the point. I mean, is there anyone's life you don't ruin, Marla?
He walks away.
Good luck finding your brother.
Del,
I really do mean that.
Del, wait.
But I also hope you don't find me.
I can't do this without you. Del! Well, fine. If that's the way you want it, Robotatron's gonna help me.
Robotatron falls over.
Find Charlie.
At the palace.
Well, look who it is! My little rotten runaways. How's that taste? I see you're taking stock of your new accommodations. See what I did with the words?
All right, let's go. Where are the rose
petals? At a stockade.
This is all my fault.
You think?
I just wanted an adventure. To have some fun with my sister for once. Marla, I don't even know where she is. I hope she's not in trouble too.
Or eaten by a shark.
What? Don't say that!
I'm sorry.
My sister and I got into a huge fight. I bet she hates me now.
A tomato splatters on his face.
I too miss my sisters back in Amazonia. The fights we had amongst ourselves were legend.
But we loved each other fiercely as well.
Out of the way! Move along! Fresh meat coming through!
A soldier drags Rex forward.
All right, I'm coming!
The soldier puts Rex into the stockade beside the bounty hunter.
How's my hair? You're the missing warriors. Secret agent Rex Dasher.
Rex Dasher! Oh!
At your service. I was on a mission to rescue you all. And this brute must be... Charlie the Viking! Oh, your sister Marla is coming for you, my good man.
You know Marla?
Know her? I served side by side with her. She's battled all manner of deadly foe and unspeakable danger to find you.
Wow.
Sounds like a true Amazonian.
She'd make a great bounty hunter.
Tell us about this amazing lass. Charlie, what are you doing, lad?
I need to find my sister.
Stop!
The stockade breaks free.
Emergency! Emperor!
Are you kidding me?
Now what?
Where did they go? What am I paying you for?
Get them!
Let's go!
Shuffle!
They run into an alley and onto a street still locked in the stockade. The Amazonian runs over the soldiers' shields, knocking them down as they turn. They trip and tumble down a flight of stairs. The stockade breaks.
We're surrounded! We're not gonna make it!
Come on, guys! We're not done yet!
He opens a sewer.
Ladies first.
Tally-ho!
What are you
get
doing?
Down here this instant!
We ain't leaving you behind!
Let me do this! I owe you guys.
You're a great warrior, Viking.
You're all right, kid.
He looks up as soldiers approach.
Go! Go!
His friends hurry away. Charlie charges up the soldiers. A few point tasers at him.
Up on the corner.
You think you're so brave, letting your co-stars escape? Well, Mr. Big Shot, in 1 hour, it'll be a one-man show where you're fighting for your life in my arena. All by your lonesome.
Meanwhile, in the forest. Marla pushes Robotitron past the tall trees.
You okay, buddy? You're sounding a little squeaky.
We're going to find help.
I think the castle is this way.
A mist covers the forest.
This way?
She pauses, pushing Robotitron, and stands with her hands on her hips.
We gotta be close.
How long have we been walking?
They tumble down a slope. One of the robot's arms break off.
Oh, I am so sorry. Are you okay? Let me get that for you. Is that better?
Yes.
That was my fault. Wait a second. No. No, this can't be right. We're right back where we started. This can't possibly get any worse. Oh, come on!
He picks up her passport out of a shrub. She takes it from him and stares at it, then hurls it into the distance.
Ow! What the? What was that? Who's there?
A pink light shines behind a tree. Marla and Robotitron step closer.
Whoa.
A fairy covers an eye.
Ow! Who are you?
Really? The gown and wand ensemble? The shimmering glow, the floating in the air? None of that gave it away. Hello? I'm a fairy godmother.
Oh. Ooh. Sorry about that.
No worries. Easy fix. Wait a minute. You're the voice that I heard.
Yeah, that was me.
Well, people are usually so excited to see a fairy godmother, they generally don't hurl things at my face. For instance, that bearded guy I ran into a few hours ago.
Del?
Would not stop hugging me.
You saw Del. Is he okay?
No.
Sadly, the wolves got him.
What? Kidding! Jeez. Calm down. Come on. What kind of fairy godmother would I be?
I gave him a wish and I sent him on his way.
A wish?
That's what I do.
I find people who seem lost and set them on the right path.
I'm amazing.
Okay, great. I've got until sundown to save my brother. Can you please use that wand to zap him back to me?
No. My wishes don't quite work like that. I mean, Cinderella got her gown, but she still had to go to the ball herself.
I've tried doing it myself, but look at me. I'm a wreck.
Girl, we gotta change that attitude. Now come on, step to my office. It's a place where wishes come true.
Green fields appear behind a curtain of purple vines.
How did I not find this place?
Sometimes we don't see what's right in front of us. Also, it's magic. There's still time to save Charlie. But first, you'll need to believe you can. You're allowed to feel however you feel. You don't always have to hide your tears. Even if today doesn't go your way, I bet I'll get you smiling ear to ear. Woo! Everybody has their days. I know we gon' be okay. You don't have to be afraid. When the rain falls down, I promise I won't run. But like the river.
Now, let's get you cleaned up.
Zippity, zappity.
She turns Marla's clothes into a gown.
I believe in you. You know what to do. Be the hero that's like no one else. You've been here before, closing every door. Happiness is what you owe yourself. Everybody has their days. I know we're gonna be okay. You don't have to be afraid.
Marla rides a unicorn into the castle town.
Good day, my lady.
Good morning, sir. Hello, birds.
A pair of birds measure her head.
Good day.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
Whoa. Oh, okay. On guard.
You having fun yet or what?
Woohoo! What exactly are they doing?
Getting you ready for a party.
Get up there, Marla. No excuses, girl. Come on.
Ta-da!
Whoa! Is that it? Constantinopolis? It's so much closer than I thought. I hope I can do this.
This girl believed anything was possible.
Marla looks at her passport photo.
Nothing to it. Say, I believe.
I believe?
You deserve it. Know you're worth it.
Is that for me? Whoa.
Yes, it's for you.
I'll be the girl I used to be.
Now you're starting to get it.
I can do this.
You can do it.
The costume turns into a backpack and a sword.
Say, I believe.
I believe.
When it's time to fly.
I promise. I'll be the girl I used to be.
Marla hugs the fairy and gets onto a flying banner with Robotitron.
Go get Charlie!
Thank you!
They fly off toward the sun, set in a pink and purple sky as the fairy waves to them.
I'm coming for you, little girl!
Elsewhere, Charlie stands in a dark wooden box. A shackle is clamped onto his ankle.
Is that too tight?
Actually, yeah.
Good! The show's about to start.
The roof opens and small flakes fall on him.
What is that?
Just a blend of savory herbs and spices. It's gonna make you extra tasty for the beastie.
The back wall starts to move, pushing Charlie toward the door.
I need you.
A purple light shines as the door slides up. Now, Marla steps onto a rock.
Okay, ready for this? Thank you! Bye!
Whoa! So
It's heavily guarded and impossibly tall. As Amelia Earhart once said, adventure is worthwhile in itself. It's just something I used to do. Let's go.
She stares up at the city wall. Later, Robotitron uses his extendable arms as grappling hooks. He carries Marlana's back and rolls up the wall. At the top...
Hey! Who goes there?
Marla kicks the soldier off the wall.
Walk it off, big guy!
She hurries away with his taser spear. In an alley outside the Colosseum, Marla and Robotitron crouch behind stacked barrels.
Watermelons! Let the other gods know immediately! Go, go, go!
We need to blend in.
Robotitron looks up. Marla grabs a robe off a clothesline, puts it on, and pulls up the hood.
Love the disguise, buddy, but you still stick out like a sore thumb. Stay put. I'll be back for you once I get Charlie.
Don't worry. I'll be fine. I'll see you soon.
She rips off Charlie's Fight Night poster.
Not if I can help it.
Description. They are wearing a backpack with a sword sticking out.
You mean like that?
The guard spots Marla.
Hey! Hey, you! Stop at once!
He runs into a square and scans the crowd. Several hooded people walk around.
God! I spotted an intruder inside our very city! Go now! Go!
The hologram of the soldier turns off. Marla picks up Rex's device. Later, she walks through a stone hallway holding a torch.
Charlie?
She hurries into the dungeon.
Charlie? Charlie!
She peers into each cell. She walks up the flight of stairs at the end of the hallway and peeks out the door at the top.
Chop, let's go! It's my new step stool. Come on! No, will you take it?
I'm not gonna take it. You take it.
It's my job.
I'm taking it right now.
I'm not taking it.
I'm letting go. I'm letting go.
My hands are there.
Do it.
No. Yes.
She walks past the two palace guards and through a set of double doors onto a balcony. Marble statues that resemble Maximus line the walkway. She frowns, hunches low, and approaches the railing overlooking an arena.
Charlie?
His face appears on giant screens.
Oh!
Purple lights shine over the audience filling the stands. Two lines of trumpeters blow their horns.
I love it.
Make sure I'm out of here before any of this riffraff can touch me.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for! I give you Charles, the Destroyer!
Charlie enters the arena. The chain on his shackled ankle pulls tight.
Maximus of Constantinopolis, declare the games open!
What?
A knight in golden armor swings down.
Hey!
What are you doing?
It kicks Maximus and sinks its sword into a banner to slide down into the arena.
Hey!
The knight strides toward Charlie and raises its sword.
Wait!
It breaks the shackle. Marla raises her helmet and grins.
Marla!
Oh, Charlie, thank goodness I found you.
You're the knight. You're really the noble knight.
What a treat. We have a special guest for tonight's show. Don't worry. You can all pay extra for it on the way out. Now, release the beast!
The gates on the other side of the arena open, and the lights dim.
Here he comes.
A pair of eyes glow.
Marla?
All right, Charlie. We got this.
A large T-Rex emerges.
Marla! Is that a T-Rex?
Charlie?
Run!
Ah!
dinosaur knocks Marla away.
Charlie, catch!
She throws from her shield, and Charlie smacks the monster in the face. Marla leaps onto its tail and runs up its back.
Stay away from my brother!
It throws her off. Charlie grabs Marla and they run. She looks at her broken sword. They stand with their backs against the gate. Marla clutches Charlie's hand as the dinosaur's mouth opens. The pink food truck crashes through the other gate.
Hey! I think you're part of my carpool!
No way!
Del!
Who ordered our food truck?
Hold on! Let's make this dino soar! Come on, it wasn't that bad!
Del zooms forward as the T-Rex stomps toward them. The truck turns at the last minute, sending the dinosaur in circles. The back door opens as the siblings run to the truck, and Robotitron pulls them in.
Great timing! Oh, it's so good to see you guys!
Buckle up! I'm getting us out of here! You're not gonna believe what happened to me. I met a fairy godmother, can you believe it?
She gave me a wish! Come on, you prehistoric pea brain! Finish them!
Did I get an order for 1,000 breakfast burritos? So, I paid Lenora back double! She let me use her transfer to get back! Hold on back there!
Marla stares at the hay.
Guys, I got a plan.
Charlie opens the back door and swings onto the roof, then helps Marla up. Robotitron hands them the bale of hay.
Come on!
Del, we're in position. Are you ready?
Ready! Let's go!
Okay, Brave Viking. This one's for Mom and Dad. Let's do it like we always used to. It's time to take down this guy with the super...
Duo Slingshot!
Go, Marla!
Charlie throws Marla, and she tosses the hay into the T-Rex's mouth.
Catch me, Charlie! Catch me! Yes!
The dinosaur's tail knocks the food truck, and they fall off.
Marla, I don't think it worked!
Finally! The big finale!
T-Rex sprouts a small pair of purple and pink wings.
You don't see that every day.
So, oh yeah!
It starts to fly, sprinkling glitter.
What the heck is going on? Guards! Seize my prisoners!
The chariot swerves and Rex and the others jump out.
Sorry we're late. Had to do a bit of vanquishing before we arrived.
Oh yeah, we bad! Oh, how dare you all! Why, if I wasn't all the way up here on this balcony, I would-
Dude, what now? Believe me, we wanted a fight, but your soldiers ran away so fast.
Captain, I didn't see you there.
guards,
anyone? A little help!
Your days of swindling and plundering are over, Maxi, old boy. Toss this urchin in the brig! Aye,
Oh! No! No, 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 no!
Oh,
no.
Yeah!
Hey, please don't hurt me! No fair!
All right! Charles, I gave them a choice. Be eaten alive by a school of piranha or work for me. Two of them chose the piranha. Wow, Marla, look at all these people.
They stare up at the audience.
Oh, you are probably hungry for some food from a food truck. Burritos! Meatballs and spicy burritos!
Let's go home, Marla. Sure. There's just one last thing I have to do.
Marla picks up a sword and walks up to the T-Rex.
You're no one's prisoner anymore. You can fly anywhere you want.
the dinosaur flies around the arena and lands in front of Marla. She holds out a hand and strokes its nose. Charlie raises Marla's hand, then hugs her.
Thanks for your help, everybody!
It was an honor, my friend.
And a privilege to work with you, Agent Marla.
Good hook, hook.
I guess this is goodbye.
Del hugs her.
What?
I'm gonna miss you, Marla. I mean, I won't miss being chased, shot at, and almost eaten alive. That was terrifying. But I will miss you. Without you, I would never have realized that cooking completes me. It's who I am. I mean, I'm also a very good singer, but I should cook. Thank you, Marla.
Thank you, Del. I'll miss you too.
Oh, it's okay, little guy. You won't be alone anymore. You've got Del. You're a family now.
I wish we had more time to get to know each other, Viking. Your moves reminded me of my cooking. You seem like my kind of guy.
Thank you so much for helping my sister.
That was nothing. Well, it wasn't nothing. It was very dangerous, but I'm happy to do it. So, can I give you guys a ride back?
You got some customers.
Oh, Rachel, man! Over here!
Wait, how are we gonna get back home?
I think we already have a ride.
Now, the flying dinosaur soars through the night sky. Marla and Charlie sit behind its head. They pass the fairy godmother's castle and fly through the futuristic city. A purple blob alien watches them pass. As they whiz past the volcanoes, several T-Rexes raise their heads. Subtitles appear. Was that Craig? A chicken pecks at the ground in the Old West town. As a dinosaur glides overhead, litter trails behind it. The Vikings feast and play music below.
Marla, I'm really sorry for all the things I said. And everything I did.
It's okay, Charlie. You were right.
I was?
We really were meant to be here. Viking and knight, side by side.
Together.
Look! There it is!
The beam of the lighthouse brightens the sky. The dinosaur dives into its path. In the real world, Marla touches her now human face.
We're back.
I have a nose again.
Charlie.
Marla?
Are you...
The lights turn on.
Oh, my goodness!
We're back!
You're you!
Hey! You found your brother.
Yeah. Yeah, we, finally found each other.
Must have been the scariest 5 minutes of your life.
Wait. Five.
Look, I'm glad to see a happy ending, but, you gotta go.
Marla grabs Charlie's backpack.
Thank you. 5 minutes? That's insane.
I know.
We fought a T-Rex.
Flew on a T-Rex.
We fought a Colosseum.
I'm not crazy. Are you crazy?
I'm not crazy.
Hey! I think you, dropped this.
He holds out her passport.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did. Thank you.
Thanks. Is that your passport?
Yeah.
As she gestures, glitter falls out of it. She flips through the pages and her eyes widen. Each page has a stamp.
It's all here.
What?
It's all here.
Whoa. Look at all those places.
Charlie, there are so many more adventures to come. Come on, let's go home.
Their arms around each other, the siblings walk up to the red curtain, then turn to look back at the different cities.
I sailed a pirate ship! Like, I only actually got a sail for a minute, but it was amazing!
Well, I met a secret agent called Rex Dasher.
I know! Isn't he the coolest?
Yeah!
yeah, he is. But wait. So what happened after you got captured?
Okay, so then the Emperor put us in his stock. But I knew my super strength to break out. So I found out about the Emperor.
A sleek gray car passes them on the street as they skip along the sidewalk together.
There is so much world.
Cut to black. Opening credits continued. STX Films presents A Little Dragon 2.9 Film Holding, Maurice Borman Morgan Studios Production, in association with DMG Entertainment. Anya Taylor-Joy, Jim Gaffigan, Gabriel Bateman, Adam Lambert, Keenan Thompson, Megan Trainor, and Daniel Radcliffe. Later, the security guard hooks a rope across the red curtain. He stops and looks around the room. He peers into the Colosseum. Robotitron and Dell stand on top of the van, their arms raised. He walks around the table, his cheeks puffed out. He looks down, then bends and picks up an open cage in the figurine of Maximus. He sets the Roman down on a rock on the display. Fade to black.
You're probably wondering what you're
opening credits continue. Here. Casting director, Mary Verneau. Head of story, Stefan Frank. Story consultant, Michael Labash. Music by Hayter Pereira. Executive music supervisor, Bud Carr. Editing by Marissa Horwitz.
I am ruler of these masses. Like my daddy and my daddy's daddy before them.
Consulting editor, Ali Garrett. Production designer, Remy Salmon. Art director, Julian Rossier. Director of Photography, Andre Turpin. CG producer, Oliver Rakoto. VFX supervisor, Pascal Bertrand. Animation producer, Mary Maffey.
The bigger the beast, the messier the feast, but much to their delight, I give the people what they want and what they want to fight.
Associate producers, Bryce Gardner. Jean Louis Rosette. Associate producers, Elizabeth Geary. Thierry Pasquet. Line producer, Jean Bernard Mariano. Executive producers, Dan Mintz, Stefan Frank. Executive producers, Tito Ortiz, Greg Erb, and Jason Ormland, Bahman Naraji. Executive producers, Emmanuel Giacome, Lino DeSalvo. Executive producers, Robert Simmons, Adam Vogelson.
I that shelter them from evil. Like my daddy and my daddy's daddy, they think I'm the best.
Produced by Bing Liu. Produced by Timothy Burrell. Produced by Axel Von Maydell. Produced by Alexis Von Arb. Produced by Maurice Borman. Produced by Dimitri Rasim. Produced by Atten Sumac. Story by Lino DeSalvo. Screenplay by Blaise Hemingway. And Greg Erb and Jason Ormland. Directed by Lino DeSalvo.
I keep my crown, I make daddy proud as long as I provide. I give the people what they want, and they want you to die. Bye-bye.
Words appear to Horst Brandstatter and all the team at Playmobil who carry on his legacy. In 3D lettering, the title appears, Playmobil the Movie.
Who be this? Your squire?
Excuse me?
Is it friend or foe?
We're just gonna go.
No. Silly wench.
What?
Please, go and fetch our hero a flagon of mead.
Are you kidding?
And make haste.
I'm his sister.
Not now.
And it's late.
Stop it,
so if
Mama.
You woolly mammoths would put him down, that'd be great. Thanks. He actually has school tomorrow, and he should have been in bed like 2 hours ago.
Not a chance. He's with us. He has proven himself of value, and thus he stays.
celebrate.
Gentlemen, show us how we do.
We raise our cards.
We gotta get back home. We gotta go now.
No! If you can't see this is fun, then I don't know what you've become.
Gonna take my place.
Gonna take his place.
Brother in arms.
Brother in arms.
I'm Toros, the destroyer. Enemies be warned.
Enemies be warned.
Let the feast begin.
Let the feast begin.
Got an appetite.
Got an appetite.
I bet like this fucking party boat's gonna go all night.
This film has been described by Pixelogic Media with funding by SDX. Voiced by Jillian J. McGoldrick. Copyright 2019 2.9 Film Holding Limited. Morgan Production GmbH.